الحديث العاشر عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يتبع الميت ثلاثة: أهله وماله وعمله، فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد، يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter of Mujahada, may striving and making effort. And here the reference is to make effort in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And that is, the fara'is must be done, of course, properly, but the emphasis is on nafil namaz. That a person should engage in nafil ibadat also, and he should make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have finished your other work, and particularly reference of the work of deen, then fansab, now engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And in fansab is that amount of ibadat that you feel the strain. Not just very lightly, just a little bit you did, and now you feel that I've done more than enough. No, you should feel the tiredness, so much ibadat you should make. Which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah used to explain, that when you go to sleep after you have done now Allah's ibadat, etc., then you don't know whether your head touched the pillow first or whether you fell asleep first. You get so tired that you just fall asleep. So much Allah's ibadat. And as we have read in the recent hadith, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his tahajjud read up to 6 1/4 suparas in one rakat. And then his ruku, sajda was all of the same duration as well. Then al hadith previously we read of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, a very great sahabi. He tried and emulate and also endure the ibadat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he says that I had a bad thought in my namaz. When he asked what was that, he said, I thought of breaking my namaz because I couldn't endure that length of the namaz of the tahajjud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that should be our duty also, to endure. And a person doing all deen's work, whether it is teaching in a Darul Uloom, whether it is in Tabligh, or whether it is in the Khanqah, that work also he must do, which is referred to in the Quran Sharif as Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir Qum Fa'andhir, that during the day do all the work of deen, and then do the other work at night, which Allah has referred to Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil Qumil Layl, that at night also make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, a person, if he does not do his extra ibadat, the nafal ibadat, then the effort of deen will just be empty words. They won't carry the noor and ruhaniyat in them. It will be just words, whether it is his Juma bayan, or whether it is ilan or da'wat. But if we make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, then those words will be filled with noor. And we commonly also say, nobody listens. One of the reasons might be because we are saying nothing. We might have given a bayan of 1 hour, but we said nothing. It was just empty words. That words did not carry anything. Like a doctor giving capsules to his patient, but empty capsules. Nothing, no medicine filled in there. So if that is the case, then there won't be any benefit. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary that Allah's ibadat also must be made for all the Muslims, and particularly the ulama and those engaged in the effort of deen, more they must make the ibadat of Allah. But unfortunately, because we are teaching, etc., we are going in jamaat, our ibadat becomes less. That should become more. The more we are doing deen's work, the more our ibadat must be. Then that will have effect. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi says that the knowledge without the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, he said it is through and through zulmat, darkness. Though it is knowledge of Quran and Hadith, but if it is without the dhikr of Allah, it is through and through zulmat and darkness. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on his dying bed when he was passing away, when he spoke, they couldn't hear what he's speaking. His voice has become very soft, and he needed a person who put his ear, very close person who knew and understood Maulana. He put his ears right next to the lips of Maulana, and then he should inform the people. And among the very last advisors, Maulana said that there is a great, great deficiency in the workers who are the close people of Maulana Ilyas, as far as ilm and dhikr is concerned. And he said that if this work is not, if this work is done without ilm and dhikr, the fitnas and calamities which were supposed to come in 100 years will come now already. So the ilm and dhikr part is absolutely essential for the safety also of all the work of deen, and also for it to have a correct effect. In this hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, he narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when a person passes away, there are three things that follow him. It is his family that follow him, they go to the qabristan to go and bury him, his wealth also, and his amal, his actions that he had done in his life. Then two of them return, and the one remains with him. The two that return are his family and his wealth. And the one that remains with him are his amal. This was the practice of the pagan Arabs, that when a person had passed away, the family will go, like today, the family goes and go and bury the person. They should take his wealth also off, whatever he possessed. In those days, for example, slaves also he possessed. His animals, camels, etc., horses, whatever, all his wealth should be also taken with him. And then after he's buried, the family returns, and the wealth also they bring it back again. And what remains there is only his amal. In other words, this is exhortation, encouragement, that see what is going to remain with you. Your amal, be concerned about that. And as far as our farais are concerned, we can't do more. We made fajr namaz now, we might have left and enjoyed the imam's qiraat, and we ask him to make 3 rakats today, or 4 rakats, it can't be done. Or we tell him we have to read again another 2 rakats. It can't be done. Faraz is limited, only so much. But nafal, on its time, when it's permissible, a person can read as much as he wants to. As far as roza, faraz rozas are only the rozas of Ramadan. We can't make faraz any other rozas. But nafal we can keep all the time. As far as hajj is concerned, one hajj is faraz in a lifetime. The other hajj we'll make is nafal, umrah we can make. The same way, zakat, only 2.5% is faraz. Besides that, our nafal charity, lillah, sadaqah we can give any amount. So all the nafal, the extra, where we have the opportunity to excel. But unfortunately, we become totally lax and lazy in the nafal. That is the place, the way we should excel. And when we go in the qabr, each one of us, now at the moment, we can think of any of our acquaintance, family person, extremely, extremely wealthy. What and what didn't they possess? When they went in the qabr, nothing went with them. Only whatever amal they did, that helped them. But as far as all that wealth, properties, investments, all that, it doesn't help one bit. And the akhirat is forever and ever. This dunya's life for which we amass our wealth, properties, investments, so much we do, is for a short period of 60, 70 years. And the akhirat is forever and ever. So any person with the slightest brain, we call people are clever when they make lot of money in the dunya. But that is the person with the least brains. The person with brains prepares for akhirat. And more he prepares for akhirat. In this dunya, he makes what make do. Just to get along, to pass his time in this dunya. He doesn't make it the object. He doesn't even forget luxuries. He doesn't think of comfort also. but he's all the time occupied with preparing for Akhirah. So that is what a wise person should do, to prepare for that eternal life of the Akhirah. And Allah has given us the opportunity through Nafal Ibadah. But unfortunately, we pay no attention to Nafal Ibadah. In our five times daily namaz also, our Nafals which are there, the two Nafals of Zuhr right at the end, the four Sunnat Ghair Muakkada of Asr, the two Nafals of Maghrib namaz, the four Nafals of Isha, hardly any one of us read them. And even what we do, the Faraz Sunnat Muakkada, we take shortcuts in there also. And we are rushing through our namaz. To go and have a meal, a sumptuous meal at home, we will make our namaz very quickly. So that we go and, we can go and have that meal comfortably and enjoy the meal. To sit and talk with our friends, to sit on the cell phone, we can spend hours. But for namaz to give 2 minutes extra is a burden for us. We just can't get down to do it. There is a great, great deficiency in our deen, our iman, which we must work on. Otherwise, everyone is going to his own qabr and will face the consequences there. So Allah give us tawfiq to take the great benefit of the wonderful teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And anyone who has a slight idea of the Quran's teachings, the hadith, will see how much it has been explained to us. Sort of begging us, do what is good for you. Stay away from all the wrong, from the even the permissible things of this dunya. They're not going to help you. Get involved in deen, in akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.